Good morning. My name is Scott Anderson, and thank you very much. You've reached my podcast. Today I want to talk about the parable of the seagull in the IT world. Seagulls are interesting creatures. They fly in, they steal food. They're infamous for doing that. And one of the things that in the IT world that we often consider a seagull is somebody that flies in, swoops in, drops crap, and then flies away, disappears. You don't hear from them again. Seagulls are very disruptive in the project world, they're very disruptive in the IT world, and they're very disruptive online. Seagulls run and hide. They hide behind, whatever front they're putting up or whatever current blurb that they're espousing. The seagulls don't come out. They don't directly engage. If you respond to a seagull online, they just disappear. That's it, right? It's post once, let you know how stupid you are, and then disappear, right? Even if you defend yourself or don't defend yourself, it doesn't matter because they don't care. They're not going to respond because that's not what seagulls do. Seagulls swoop in, crap, and fly away. And that's why in the IT world, we're always nervous when we run into seagulls because, frankly, they're really damaging. They don't do any good. They're always honest and sincere and trying to help. But in reality, they are not honest. They are not sincere. And they don't help. They actually drive a wedge into the world. I spent a lot of time, chasing after things like seagulls and chasing after things like project pirates and other communication patterns and anti-patterns, ultimately because, it's an interesting thing, but I don't like to get impacted by it. So, the parable of the seagull. Seagulls that swoop in and out of projects and delay and destroy often cause people to be uncomfortable. When people become uncomfortable, they lash out. I realized this the other day. The seagull's real intent is to get people in an uncomfortable position to lash out. Why does a seagull want somebody to lash out? Because then the seagull has control. They are in power, not the person that's lashing out. Even though sometimes it feels like when an angry person throws out a bunch of things, all of that. They have no power because the seagull took it from them. That is why you worry about seagulls. That is why they're dangerous. That's the parable. They try to get people to over-respond to their reactions, to their posts, to their crap that they drop. So seagulls can be incredibly damaging. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.